God bless you all in the powerful name of Jesus Christ. And woohoo! You know, having the opportunity to fellowship one with another is what really boosts that love and that positivity, that we have such a story to tell. And like Ed was sharing, you know, just being able to sit and share with that guy for 2 hours. I know that that guy got blessed, but I bet Ed got even more blessed, because as we give out, it leaves room for God to refill us. And so we always have that opportunity to share something, you know, something that God has done in our life, that it is a testimony. You know, our lives have to be a glory to God, because if not, why do we bother? Right? There is always something good to say about God. Sometimes things go on in our lives and we're not even aware that God's taking care of it. And that blows my cookie, that we have nothing to fear in this day and time, knowing that God's taking care, that we don't have to just have those fears, worries and doubts like the people of the world, but that we can go with full trust, faith and confidence that God has got our back. So, you know, today I went to get my nails done. I go once a month, and it's a great opportunity for me to share as well. So this lady was, she had quite a not a very good life in Greece, and she was married, no children at the time, and they decided that they were going to come to England. And he is an engineer for lifts that go up and down. And our country really needed these engineers. So they got us, I don't know, what do you call it? Like immigration. They came over. They had no help at all. They came over. He'd already had a job that was lined up, but they didn't have a home or anything. And she said it wasn't easy in the beginning. And together they worked. Now, she had her technician as a nail technician. He had his job as a lift up engineer. She said, but it was really hard. She said, and now, you know, we look back and we see all the ways that God had blessed us. Now, I can't say she's a Christian. I think she's an Orthodox or something, but she loves God. There's no denying that. And obviously she asks and inquires about everything that Lawrence and myself are doing. And, she must have saw that Danny went on this cruise ship. So she was asking me today. I know she goes back through my Facebook and all sorts. And, she said that she saw a picture, and, it looked like Danny was on a boat. And I said, yes. I said he was invited. So another door opened again today for me to share about, you know, that we go to these different countries and we just share that it's not anything of ourselves, right? But we share about the goodness of God and what God's doing in our lives. And, I always pray with her before I leave, always, right? Might just be a short little prayer, but God, you know, let Kathy have a great week, whatever it is that she's got planned. Take care of the kids, take care of her husband, keep prospering them. And she gives me this huge hug. Well, today she said that while they were away, because she's just come back off her holiday. I mean, the kids are all back at school now, but they've been on school holidays. And she said that her son had got bitten. He was in the sea and he'd got bitten, and they weren't sure what he was bitten by, but you know, he was, he's seven, I think, seven or eight. And he's come out of the sea and he's crying. And usually she's quite fearful at times. And she always, expects the worst. And so she went to say something and her husband said, no, what was it you were telling me, that lady that comes and has her nails done? Don't she pray? And she said, yes, she does. So he said, right, well, let's pray then. And so they both prayed, and the little boy's still crying. But he said, no, we've prayed. God's taking care of it. And so she's sharing this with me, and it blessed me so much, because there's so many times things have gone on And I've gone and I've told her and I said, you know, we just command in the name of Jesus Christ, you know, and we just let it, leave it, let it go. God takes care of it. And the more I sort of speak with her and encourage her, the less fear she has. And so the conversation came up today that her boy is in his last year of, I don't know what you call it in America, but they're in the junior. So they're moving up to secondary school next year. So everybody's searching now for the secondary school. So she was talking about this, and I'm really not sure what school I'm going to apply for, because you have to do it by the end of this month for them to move into secondary school next year. And I said to her, you know, you just make a decision. You make a decision and you say, this is the school that we want. Then I got to share about Amber. Was it last year? Or was it the year before? No, I believe it was last year. It was last year? Yeah. That Dre wanted a place and they wanted him to go to Mansfield. They actually got a call and a letter to say he'd been put down in Easton. And I think Amber was away at the time, and her sisters rung her and said to her, you know, with tears and everything, what do I tell him? He hasn't got the school he wants. And Amber said, you tell him he's got the school he wants. She said, but that's lying. No, he's got the school he wants. We say what we want, not what we see. So what she was reading in the letter, that he was going to Easton, was not true. As far as Amber was concerned, he was going to Mangotsfield. And where did he go? He went to Mangotsfield. So I shared that great testimony as well. And she was so blessed. And just before I was leaving, she said, you know, out of all the ladies that come, she said, every time you come, I get so blessed. In fact, when I see your name in the diary, I get all excited that you're turning up. She said, because I know that is going to be very profitable and we're going to have a great conversation. And she said, I can't believe how quickly the time flies. So, you know, we have this great opportunity to really impact people's lives. What, like Carl Morton was saying, you know, about when he goes to the shop or if he goes to the gym, he doesn't know who he's going to speak to. You know, we got to be ready, willing and able to speak on behalf of God. And to bring those words of edification, to bring those words of comfort, you know, showing our faith, confidence, and trust in God. We've been around a long time, me and Lawrence, you know, and we have seen signs, miracles, and wonders. But when you meet someone for the first time, they don't have all that wealth of knowledge and understanding that we have. So it's great to share those testimonies and to give a bit of encouragement, right? My next shot, like Ed was sharing, I want to get her to speak in tongues because I know that's going to benefit her greatly, you know, but there's a time and there's a place, building her up first, letting her see that power of God, because she doesn't know anything about speaking in tongues, really, you know, and from her background of the church environment, she's still very, very fearful. So, you know, just going there and just encouraging her and loving her with that love of God, because that's what turns people on. It's not the fears, the worries, the doubts, the downtroddenness. Oh, look at me. Oh, poor me. No, it's that enthusiasm. You know, if I had a choice between fellowshipping with someone that was doom and gloom and fellowshipping with someone that was upbeat and exciting, well, you certainly know which one I would go with, right? And like when I met Lawrence for the first time, he was very upbeat, always laughing and joking and enjoying life. And I wanted that. I was intrigued that what kept this man going. Because like at times you think his whole job was a comedian because he was so funny. And like, he would just say things and I'd just burst out laughing and he'd like, well, it wasn't that funny. Well, yeah, it was actually funny. You know, that his life was a glory to God and that he doesn't care what anybody thinks or what anybody says. He is so locked in with God that the people around him and the world around him doesn't faze him. that he knows that his God is more important than what is around him. And so, you know, that has a big impact on me and our family, that, you know, we don't get entangled with the world. You know, that yoke of bondage that pulls you down and really is a sits heavy on our shoulders. We don't need it. We don't want it. But we want that life which is vibrant and exciting, knowing that, you know, today, tomorrow is another day of God blessing us and showing us the way. And also to, you know, that when we pray, he hears our prayers. And he so wants to give us every thought and heart and desire that we have. God wants to do it. And so we just stay locked in with him. You know, if it was a choice, choose you this day. You can choose life or you can choose death. There's no gray areas. You know, you're born again, that's great. You want to sit back and wait for Christ to return, that's great also. But why miss out, you know, on the blessings that God's got for you on a daily basis? We got to get out there. We got to get in our communities and let them know that time is short. Christ could come back at any time, you know, and so the more people we can get to come to God, to know that Jesus Christ is their savior, to speak in tongues, get them born again, you know, all the angels in heaven will rejoice. And that is our job, you know, to live life to the fullest and to empower that onto others, so that they can do it for someone else. You know, I remember someone done it for me, and I happened to end up marrying him. Praise God. But, you know, we also had a great country coordinator called Brendan McCann. Irishman, just did his own thing, but man, what a heart he had. And again, back to the heart for people, you know. We can all point fingers, we can all look at the things that we don't do right. But thank God he's, you know, that he doesn't criticize and condemn and complain to us. All he sees is the good. He sees the Christ in us, the hope of glory, and everything that he made available. We have so much, man, so much to be thankful for. And we cleave hold of that. Say what you want, not what you see, and live that life which is more than abundant. And I don't want to say it. Not the word I was going to use. I'm just trying to think of a nicer word. Bugger everything else. Right? If people don't want to know, you kindly move on. And that's their problem, right? You just carry on moving and God will bless you. And again, you'll have somebody else to give a testimony and a sharing to. And these testimonies, guys, are so important. You know, even if you think, oh, well, it was only a little thing. In God's eyes, it's a big thing. If you prayed for it, or if something happened and you got so blessed, you need to share it. Let us all get blessed about it too. And really, really come with great encouragement, you know, because that's what we're here for. We're here to encourage one another unto love and to good works. You know, that what God does for one, he'll do for us all. So none of us need to feel left out. Because he's a God that really will go to work for you when you look to him.